Burying electrical lines is a standard operating practice for Boston-based TransEnergy USA. TransEnergy's director of siting, Mike Ernst, says it's more expensive burying cable on land or underwater, but it is less controversial, has less impact on property, and is easier to get permits. Ernst says his company's proposal to lay two high-powered electrical lines across Lake Erie's bottom has far fewer problems than above-ground lines.
This is a very safe technology. It's a solid cable. It doesn't have any insulating fluids in it that can leak. It carries a high voltage, but in the unlikely event that there is any damage to the cable, it instantly shuts off. It stops carrying power before there's any breakage.
New York-based Great Lakes United is opposing TransEnergy's proposal. A spokesperson tells us that they're concerned about disrupting fish habitat and that it would set a precedent for the Great Lakes. Wisconsin's Citizen Utility Board Director Steve Hinneker says the Lake Superior line should have a full-blown environmental impact statement before it is built. Ernst doesn't think those are strong reasons to stop a transmission line.
The reason that the environmental groups are having trouble finding problems is because there really aren't any serious problems, and there are no long-term effects that are going to result from burying the cable under the lake bottom.
Ernst hopes to have permit approval in a year, and after a year's construction, the Lake Erie line could be operating in 2004. The proposal by Thunder Bay Hydro to lay a transmission line from Ontario to Michigan's Upper Peninsula is a few years away. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.